over to Mayfield Square and stick a spear up his butt and let him sit on it till he rots. The corporal took a long drink from his refilled bucket, wiped his mouth on his sleeve, grinned. Brigadier says, let the punishment fit the crime. He took another long drink, looked at the landlord. You ready to go do it? Asshole. As he was about to follow the landlord into the street, the corporal paused. I reckon you boys will be fair to your host here and treat his place right. Unless you're looking for careers in construction. He grinned again and went. Goddamn, Tully said. Yeah, Smeds agreed. Fish said, I have a feeling we're not going to be comfortable in this new war. Not for long, Smed said. But sufficient unto the day. Right now, I need to get drunk, get laid, get a night's sleep somewheres besides on the ground. Not necessarily in that order, Tully said. Timmy put on a strained smile. A bath wouldn't hurt anything either. Let's get doing what we gotta do. Chapter 24. We come over this hill after what seemed like forever without seeing people, and there across a valley was this walled place that covered maybe 100 acres. The wall wasn't much. It was maybe 8 or 10 feet high and no thicker than the kind of stone walls cotters put around their sheepfolds. Looks like a religious retreat, Raven said. No banners or soldiers or anything. He was right. We'd seen places with the same look before, but never so big. Looks old. Yes. It has a feel to it, too. Peaceful. Let's go look. Don't look like a place Croker would pass up, eh? No. He has a bad case of the curiosities. Let's hope he hung around long enough to let us gain some ground. We went over and found out our guesses were right. Raven got his wish. The place was a monastery called the Temple of Traveler's Repose and was a kind of warehouse for knowledge. It had been sitting there soaking it up for a couple thousand years. We found out the guys we were chasing had stayed long enough to teach one of the monks a little Jewel City's dialect. In fact, they'd only left that very morning. Raven got all excited. He wanted to head right on out, and the hell with the sun was going to hit the horizon in another hour. I wanted to hit him over the head and slow him down. That monastery looked like a damned good place to take a day off and get human again. Look here, Case. He cajoled. They'll be making camp by now, right? Traveling with a wagon and a coach, the best they could have done is 25 miles, right? We go all night, we can grab off 20 of that easy. He learned that about the wagon and coach from the priest. And then we die. You maybe never need a rest, but I need a rest, and the horses need a rest, and this looks like the perfect